فلسطيني فلسطيني أنا دم فلسطيني
میں خواتین و حضرات پھر سے کہتا ہوں کہ اس ذمے کو میں اس پروگرام کے روح رواں اور اس تقریب کا انعقاد کرنے والے فلسطین فاؤنڈیشن کے سربراہ صابر ابو مریم کو دیتا ہوں. وہ آپ تمام مہمانوں کو استقبالیہ بھی دیں اور اس تقریب کے آغراض و مقاصد سے آپ لوگوں کو آگاہ کریں. آپ سب کی بھرپور تالیوں میں صابر ابو مریم.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. فرسٹ آف آل آنریبل کونسل جنرلس، وائس چانسلرس، جرنلسٹس، پولیٹیکل اینڈ ریلیجیس لیڈرشپ اینڈ آل ڈسٹنگوشڈ گیسٹس، آن بیہاف آف پیلسٹائن فاؤنڈیشن آف پاکستان آئی ووڈ لائک ٹو ویلکم یو آل آن دس ویری پریشیس موومنٹ ٹو ٹاک اباؤٹ دا گلوبل ہیومینیٹیرین ایشو، اسپیسیفکلی اباؤٹ دا اپریسڈ پیپل آف پیلسٹائن. آل آنریبل گیسٹس، ٹوڈے we will talk about on the focus Palestine is at the very heart of international geopolitics. Palestine continues to remain the central geopolitical issue of our times. All attempts by Israel and the US to sideline the Palestinian cause and issue by the so-called normalization process have failed. We are at crucial phase of the Palestinian resistance. Israel is growing more and more isolated in the international community. Growing evidences of this is the fact that in December 2022 the United Nations General Assembly voted to declare May 14th as Nakba Day, now the very day that Israel celebrates as its Independence Day is now marked as the Nakba Day by the Palestinian, the day of catastrophe for the Palestinian people. Despite opposition from the US, UK and Israel, the resolution was passed by the majority of the nations of the world. Thus, on the coming May 14th, 2023, as this is an opportunity for us, all distinguished guests are here, Pakistanis and foreigners, I would like to request to all of them, thus on coming May 14th, 2023, let us all resolve to mark this day as Nakba Day in every country and especially in Pakistan at the national level. The world is also witness to the most extreme right-wing Zionist regime that now is in power in Tel Aviv under Netanyahu. Israel was a creation of British colonialism, imperialism, a police state to control West Asia and North Africa, as well as to secure the Suez Canal, so as to ensure control over their colony in subcontinent also. And now, Israel is sustained by the United States imperialism, its lackeys in Europe and Central, certain Arab and Muslim collaborators' regimes, which is indeed shameful. But the recent Football World Cup in Qatar proved the fact that despite the regimes supporting Israel, the people of Arab nations standing with Palestine. The large example and the famous example for us, the team of Morocco, after winning in the quarterfinal, they raised Palestinian flag. This is a landmark. Apart from Argentina, the other winner of the World Cup was certainly Palestine. Another reason for the creation of Israel was the crisis of Protestant Christianity and Christian Zionism in the 19th century, which in turn led to emergence of Jewish Zionism. Here the victims are, this is a topic that we must understand and we all organize a different seminar later. Just as apartheid was the founding ideology of Afrikaner South Africa, Zionism is the founding ideology of Israel and thus must be understood टू बी काउंटर्ड. वी शुड मस्ट डिफ्रेंशिएट बिटवीन द जायनिज्म एंड द ज्यूश. ऑल ज्यूश आर नॉट जायनिस्ट. वट इज आवर प्रॉब्लम इन द पैलेस्टाइन? सम पीपल ट्राइंग टू मिक्स अप द इशू ऑफ पैलेस्टाइन एज दे ब्लेम अस एज मुस्लिम. दे सेड मुस्लिम्स आर अगेंस्ट द ज्यूज. नो, वी आर नॉट अगेंस्ट एनी रिलीजन, बट वी हैव राइट टू डिफेंस अवर राइट्स, अवर लाइव्स, अवर लैंड्स एंड अवर हॉली प्लेसेस. सो द पैलेस्टीनियन इशू इज नॉट लाइक दैट बिटवीन ज्यूज एंड मुस्लिम और क्रिश्चन, बट इसराइल वॉज क्रिएटेड इन द लैंड ऑफ पैलेस्टाइन. दिस इज अ पोलिटिकल इशू एंड वी ऑल्सो स्ट्रेस दिस पॉइंट. द वेस्टर्न रिजीम्स एंड सम ऑर्गेनाइजेशंस ब्लेमिंग एंड पोर्ट्रेइंग इस्लाम इज एनिमी ऑफ ज्यूज और अदर्स. इट शुड मस्ट बी क्लियर एट ऑल लेवल दैट इस्लाम इज रिलीजन ऑफ पीस. वी एज अ मुस्लिम एंड पाकिस्तानी नेशन, वी आर नॉट एनिमीज ऑफ एनी रिलीजन और नेशन, बट आइडियोलॉजिकली एंड लॉजिकली वी आर बाउंड टू स्टैंड विद जस्टिस एंड पीस. एंड हेयर यू ऑल डिस्टिंग्विश गेस्ट, यू आर हेयर फॉर द पीस एंड जस्टिस टू एस्टैब्लिश इन द इंटरनेशनल लेवल, स्पेशली फॉर द पैलेस्टाइन. ड्यू टू द शॉर्टेज ऑफ टाइम आई वुड कम टू द सम इम्पॉर्टेंट पॉइंट्स विच इज मोस्ट इम्पॉर्टेंट टू डिस्कस हेयर. लेट अस बी क्लियर दैट इसराइल एंड जायनिज्म lie at the very core of the US-NATO-led wars, especially in West Asia and North Africa. Thus, the unholy terminative of Israel-US-NATO must be defeated. Be it the war on Iraq in 1990 and post-9/11 in 2002, where both Iraq and Afghanistan were attacked, or Libya in 2011, Syria in 2011 and 2012, the wars against Yemen, the war against Lebanon, wars imposed on Gaza, the sanction against Iran, are all part of the Zionist imperialist wars of aggression. They are a threat to world peace. Let us all be clear that Israel has no intention of ever agreeing to a two-state solution. It was always Zionist lie to buy some time. The Zionist solution is the total ethnic cleansing of the Palestinian population to Jordan. So where Jordan? Where Jordan is Palestine and Palestine is now Israel. The rise of the resistance movements across West Asia, the rise of the arc of the resistance, namely consisting of Palestine, Lebanon and other areas, the alliance is at the very heart of the resistance. They consist of Muslims, Christians and others who are all committed to the liberation of Palestine from colonial occupation. They are trying to divide us along religious and national lines, but we must understand and foil their plans and stay united. Israel's dispression and fanaticism are there for all the world to see. The continued attack on Gaza, which is the largest Zionist concentration camp, are indeed a matter of great shame. Yet Gaza continues to resist and Israel does not have the military power to defeat the Gazan resistance. You know, Gaza still, since 14 years, Gaza is under siege and they are suffering from water, from fundamental needs, fundamental rights. They are in crucial condition in the Gaza Strip. We should must pay our attention regarding this issue as humanitarian basis. With the change political situation in Israel, with Netanyahu, his new extreme right-wing government in place, is not a cause for worry for the Palestinian resistance, but it is certainly a cause for worry for the US to be identified with such extremist violent Jewish Zionist. Also, an increasing amount of Jews, especially young Jews, can no more identify with such a violent fascist Israel. They are also finding it difficult to identify with such a violent version of Judaism. So many young Jews are not only moving away from Israel, but also moving towards movement to support Palestine. This is an important point. especially in college and university campuses. This is also the reality in Europe. The Abbey Westfield has written a book, The End of Zionism and the Liberation of the Jewish People. Today, Zionism has emerged as the threat to Judaism and the Jewish people themselves. So let us analyze the current government in Israel. Of the total 120 seats, 64 are controlled by the Netanyahu Likud Party coalition. Say that it was an error to not have ethnically cleansed the entire Palestinian population in 1948. They clearly actively support the genocide, a holocaust of the Palestinian people. But yet today, the Palestinian resistance is stronger, as is evident in the failed Israeli wars on Gaza and the growing resistance in the West Bank. Another important thing which is happening in the occupied Palestine, I would raise here, and after I would like to listen speeches from our distinguished guest, inshallah. Palestine unites us all, as in the liberation of Palestine lies the liberation of all the nations and people of the world. The liberation of Palestine will mark the end of imperialism, the end of Zionist Israel and a weak US, EU and NATO, and peace for the entire world. So let the peoples and nations of the world unite to liberate Palestine and liberate humanity as well. Here, I suggest that the House unanimously must take up issue of Palestine on top priority basis. We have a solution, a very peaceful and justice-based solution for Palestine. When we talk about the Palestine, people ask us, what is the solution? Because the two-state solution also is dead. As I mentioned in early, Israel is also not accepting the two-state solution, because the Israeli aims and objective is that to occupy all of the land of Palestine, as they are doing with settlements, with the killings, and with many war crimes. So we have a solution. Like a student, we will put this solution in this conference, and hopefully our distinguished guests, honorable consul generals, they will must respond to this, and maybe some any other solution come out from this conference, and we will try to write a letter or write a document, a resolution for this conference to all of the consulate here exist in Karachi. What is solution? What is peaceful and justice-based solution? There should be a referendum that should be organized in historic Palestine for Palestinians. This is the one point. Second, we support the Palestinian right of return. We demand all of the Palestinians, those are expelled, those are forcibly expelled from occupied Palestine in 1948, and still they are refugees. They are living in Syria, Lebanon, Egypt, Jordan, and some other countries. So we demand they all should have right of return to their homeland, Palestine, and through the referendum that should be organized in historic Palestine. There may soon come a day when millions of Palestinians gather on the border of Lebanon, Syria, Jordan, and Egypt and say that it is time to go home. So when those millions of Palestinians decide to go back home, braving the Israeli guns and bullets, inshallah, I and you all will be there to join them, and I am sure that you will do this. Palestine continues to be the most popular and widespread international solidarity movement, more so than even Vietnam or South Africa. Today, let's reaffirm our commitment to the cause of Palestine. This is the time we should must reaffirm our commitment for the cause of Palestine, as we have. In last, I would like to inform you all of distinguished guests that we have organized an international land aid convoy towards Gaza Strip in 2011. The convoy was started from different countries, land to land. We visited Gaza Strip and we provided them aid in 2011. And after, in 2012, 30th March, a global march to Jerusalem, where different countries, many countries from Europe, from Australia, from America, Latin America, from Asia, from Africa, people were gathered all of the occupied borders of Palestine, Jordan, Egypt, Syria, Lebanon, and hundreds and thousands of people were gathered, and they were chanting slogan, we want to go back our home. Hundred of Palestinian were there, and their slogan was this: we need right of return. So at the end, we demand from the United Nations and international community, as well as I do humbly request our consulate generals to put this solution. If you feel this is a justice-based solution, so I think we should must work together, and we should must lobby for this peaceful and justice solution for Palestine. In the end and last, I would like warmly thanks, heartfelt thanks to all of distinguished my consul generals, honorable guests, especially Mr. Liaquat Baloch, Mr. Ikhtiar Beg, His Excellency Mr. Harman, His Excellency Mr. Nurian, Muhtarma Shaila Raza, Mr. Sansov, and Mr. June, His Excellency Brigadier Harris, and Mr. Allama Ahmad Iqbal, Mr. Yunus Barai, Mr. Muslim Parvez, Mr. Allama Bakar Zaidi, Mr. Yunus Boneri, Mr. Mahfouz Yar Khan, and our honorable guest of Morocco, His Excellency Consul Mr. Ishtiaq Beg, and all Dr. Talat Wadarat, Colonel Mohammad Tahir, Jamshed Sahab, Qazi Zahid Sahab, Maqsood Yusri Sahab, Magan Singh, Manoj Sahab, baki sabke ab naam zyada ho jayenge phir conference mujhe isi pe karni padegi. तो इसी के साथ इक्तफा करते हैं और उम्मीद करते हैं कि ये कॉन्फ्रेंस इंशाल्लाह फ्रूटफुल हो और अपने मकासद को पहुंचे. मराकश की मैंने बात की थी, अभी मराकश के सफ़ीर तशरीफ़ ले आए हैं. जैसा मैंने गुफ्तगू में कहा था कि मराकश ने बड़ा काम किया वर्ल्ड कप के दौरान. उन्होंने अपना झंडा लहराने की बजाय क्वार्टर फाइनल जीतने के बाद फ़लस्तीनी झंडा लहराया. मैं आपसे कहता हूँ कि इनके लिए आप क्लैपिंग करें. थैंक यू वेरी मच, बहुत शुक्रिया आप सबका.